Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Glenn Mack. Now here it's Eagles 360. Time to talk adjustments, suggestions. Put your coaching cap on and
let's go. Well, you can't reinvent it, really. You can refine it, and you can do what's working well for you. And I think what's working well for them is hitting the backs out of the backfield. Short passes to the backs is working much better than running game. I think they've got to do that. Dave, I know I said a couple weeks ago I wanted to see kind of some trick plays. And
how'd that actually work, Glenn?
Well, it would have worked great. The man, he had a whole sideline to go to if he had held the ball. But I think what they need to do is kind of at least disguise more what they're going to do. I heard Seth Joyner this morning talk about how he knows, based on how the Eagles line up, how they're going to run. I think the coach really has to try to get more diversion. And one more thing I really think would help right now. Zach Ertz has 10 catches at the quarter pole. He's on pace for 40 receptions. It's not going to do. You know, the best play they had last week was that touchdown pass that got called back for the illegal formation. You got to get Zach Ertz more involved.
I'll tell you, offensively, I hate to use the cliche. We've heard it from the coaching staff. We've heard it from the players. The word is execute. You are not going to be able to reinvent this offense. Yes, you can simplify things. You can refine things. I am more in favor, if you want to do something a little bit crazy, a little bit nutty, spreading the field and throwing the football, working it that way. It seemed to be effective for the Eagles in the second half against the Redskins. I'm maybe considering this as a pass-first offense.
If your line is healthy enough to help you do it. You know, they lost a lot of guys there.
Get the ball out quickly. Okay. Three-step drops. Get it out quickly. Give Sam Bradford some kind of pocket to throw from.
Okay.
And
holding the ball would be nice as well.
And what about defensively?
All right. Defensively, to me, it's kind of week to week. And against Drew Brees, the best thing you can do, he is really smart. Drew Brees has thrown 400 touchdown passes for a reason, and he can read your defense. But Drew Brees is 5'11". This week, what you really have to do is get the pressure up the middle. So really, if I'm Billy Davis, I'm kind of stacking the whole thing to come right up the middle on Drew Brees. They can't run the ball very well, and his arm is kind of hurting. His shoulder is hurting. So that's my plan, is to just pressure Drew Brees right up the middle.
I think it's a really interesting challenge for the defense. I believe that the Saints are going to throw the football short, intermediate. A lot of the running backs, tight end here and there throw, not much down the field to Marcus Colston. So how will the Eagles cover? We've heard all summer about up at the line of scrimmage, in-your-face pressure, man-press combinations in the secondary, and yet we really haven't seen a lot of that. We saw Washington absolutely destroy this defense, cross routes, the shallow crosses, the screens, stuff in the flats. I expect that from New Orleans this week, and I think it might be time for Bill Davis to be really, really aggressive. Now, he blitzed on the final play, the touchdown pass to Pierre Garçon, and Kirk Cousins executed. But it took a perfect pass to do so. It might be time to unleash the blitz just a little bit more.
Okay.
Somehow the Eagles have to get more of a pass rush.
Well,
I understand the concept of keep your hands up.
Yeah, which is great.
But the Eagles need a little bit more in the takeaway
part. And yes, they do. And stunt, and again, stunt up the middle, because that's the best place. If you're going to stop Drew Brees, and he's a Hall of Famer, but you got to get in his face up the middle.
And let's make sure that everybody is clear about this. This is absolute gibberish. I was just envisioning coaches actually watching this segment.
Yeah.
And having
you don't think Billy Davis is taking notes right now?
We're just trying to find solutions just like everyone else. We want the Eagles to get back on track and get a big win on Sunday against those New Orleans Saints. Speaking of the Saints, we take our first look at New Orleans, a 1-3 football team coming to town on Sunday. How do they look? We're going to find out when Eagles 360 comes back.